I'm 5 minutes behind my schedule. And I have 10 minutes for this talk. Here we go. I'm Markus Fallner. Some of you may know me. I'm the team lead of the SUSE documentation team. And all of this applies if you want to have the story behind any one of these lines, please come up to me and for a beer, I may tell you the story. I have a little distribution quiz for you, and the thing works very simple. I'll give you one sentence, one image, one hint. It's image in words, and you have to guess the distribution, vendor, or whatever Linux company or organization is meant. You'll figure out how this works after two or three slides. And no, this is not meant to be funny. I was a journalist, I'm impartial, and I hope my boss won't fire me after this talk. I think we are quite open at SUSE, and I hope so. Okay, let's roll. What distribution is that? Yeah, come on. Arch, who was that?
Arch,
okay. Ain't nobody got time to install that. Arch, he gets a... Yep. So if you guess right, you get some small swag from this. Yeah. It's done when it's done. It's done when it's done. What this? No? Yay, Debian. We have seen the legacy universe. Oh. That's us. What's Novell, Microsoft Attachmate? Microfocus? Legacy. What? Two of the three companies that bought us don't exist anymore. Who is that?
Think about it.
That's SUSE. Come on, don't you want swag? Cool. We can't agree upon a name for our distribution. I heard that before. Who said that? Huh? It's somebody said Mandriva before? Yeah. We own opensource.com. No, it's not. Okay, it's Red Hat. We change the spelling of our name more often than it has letters. Yay! I can't open your document because my LibreOffice is still compiling. Yep, you choose. Who wants? He already has. Give it to us. Our community manager once wrote a book. Ubuntu, yes. Our CEO once wrote a book. You don't know Red Hat, huh? Okay. Our doc team lead wrote 3 books. Oh, I'm sorry. We are the Microsoft of open source. Maybe? There's more correct answers for that. Huh?
Well,
Ubuntu is also true. Some people say SUSE is the Microsoft of open source because we have clickable administration. Others say it's Lindows or something like that. Next, it took 7 years to finish our website. Yes, because of all the compiling. Okay, we've had that before. Who's that?
Yeah.
Right. We listen to our community and hence we change the desktop's color. Ubuntu did that. Somebody said, yay. Your grandpa used me.
Slack.
Hey, I'll tell you about my Linux distro. I'll tell you about it. I mean, I will tell you about it. You don't need to ask. Even if you're a Windows or Apple user, I will tell you. I have to.
What's that?
Arch. You're right. By the way, how do you spot an Arch user at a party? You don't have to. He'll tell you. We considered our... That one's hard. I doubt somebody will know that. We considered our Linux a Model T of distros. Then we decided to dub ourselves after a burner. No? Anybody ever heard of Crunchbang Linux and Bunsen Labs Linux nowadays? No? Almost done? I once knew a guy who had been using it. He survived. Linux from scratch. We hired a Gentoo guy and made him head of package management. Who would do something stupid as that? He's got it right. Who was it? Zuse. We've only been testing this for 5 years. We can ship it yet. Zuse. What do you mean testing? Ship it.
Yes.
There's a short story to that. When I was a journalist, I was not allowed to test Satellite 6 server, which they were selling already at that time. Last one. It's a scenery. There's a plane crash. A woman is crying. Oh my God, we need a doctor. And then there's this one Linux guy coming on and saying, step aside, ma'am. I am an Arch user. Step aside, ma'am. I'm an Arch user. I said it. So, please contribute to this thing. Send me your suggestions for stupid stuff like that. Woo! So, thank you very much, and of course this was not funny.